in fairness, we had access to most of the scripts in season one.
Yeah.
So we knew where it was going.
Okay.
And, you know, and this is not a knock on Fox or anything, but I think everyone, including Seth, and I'm theorizing here for what little we talked about, is that for him to come out and be taken seriously as a sci-fi vet, I think even he was probably nervous about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, so he had to sort of see change the audience to get used to him to being able to tell more serious stories. Man's always had it in him. You know, everything is, I mean, this is his vision. This is his baby. But I think a lot of people worried, like, well, it has to be Family Guy in space or they're not going to accept it.
Yeah.
So probably lean too hard in that direction in terms of promotion and things like that. But like, I always knew that when the pilot was around, you know, About a Girl was already, you know, most of our first season was already shot. Same thing with season two when Brooke came along. Like, you know, we know where it's going.
Yeah.
And that also helps us inform how we edit VFX, post shoot the whole season. We know how it ends.
Right.
So the most frustrating part is waiting, at, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 10 years, whenever long the hell we get this next season out, for the fans to see it. Because
yeah.
Sometimes they'll ask a question and we're like, "Yeah, I want to tell you the answer."
Yeah.
No, but we can't.
I know the answer. Yeah, and I'll be honest. I personally, when I first started watching The Orville, had a real problem not envisioning Brian as Ed Mercer, like, but just because it's Seth, right? So Brian the dog from Family Guy, and so I stuck it out, and it was around episode 5 that I really realized that, hey, this is like the genuine article. This is great, and now like I can't get enough of it.
Well, I'm gonna get in trouble for this, but the boss man can act. He doesn't when I say it, but I got to stare at him all day. He's actually got chops, and you know he is not Brian.
Yeah.
It's in him. I mean, it's part of him, but he's, you know, if you saw The Loudest Voice and some other things, then, you know, he's got skills and depth and range. So
for sure,
it just, you know, he needed some screen time for people to know that.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Well, I think the approach has been fantastic and it certainly worked out well.
Oh yeah.
And absolutely, like, such a talented guy. When you came in tonight, we were listening to Seth MacFarlane on our Amazon Echo. I'd encourage you to try it. Just say, shuffle songs by Seth MacFarlane and see what it comes out with.